Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Mark Belusis, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
All right, 10:03 on this Monday morning. It's a Monday midday right here, The Fan in New York. You've got Dove Kramer, the legendary Dove Kramer, across the way. Pete Hoffman at the controls as we're rolling with you for the next 4 hours, right up until 2 o'clock this afternoon. 888-808-1019. That is your number to call as we're a couple days away from Christmas. We're going to be ringing in a new year in 2026. And for a myriad of different reasons, get me to next year in 2026. And one of those reasons, obviously, being the New York football teams. And, you know, we'll start with the Giants, and then we'll get into a little bit of Jets. And both seasons have been over a long, long time ago. And we know the Giants have made some decisions. Out is the head coach in Brian Daboll. Out is the defensive coordinator in Shane Bowen. Out is the assistant defensive line coach in Brian Cox. We'll see exactly what transpires with their general manager, Joe Shane. Mike Kafka getting a look as the interim head coach to see if he can be a serious candidate. And Kafka's got a good reputation around the National Football League. He's interviewed for head coaching jobs around the NFL before. You know, one of them being specifically the Seattle Seahawks, but gets an opportunity here and has been here a while, whether he's calling plays, not calling plays under the guidance of the previous head coach and Brian Daboll or not. But Kafka's got former player at Northwestern, quarterback in the NFL, backup more so than anything else, but a guy that has got a good reputation around the National Football League. Do I think he's going to get a serious look for the New York Giants? I do not. But the Giants yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings, and you knew that they were going to go out there and try and run the football, which they did. Someone's got to understand me, because one of the bright lights this season for the New York Giants has been the quarterback in Jackson Dart. Yes, we've been critical, and he's been defiant, especially after that Patriot game when he took the hit along the sideline about, this is the style and fashion which I played. I played in high school. I played at USC. I played at Ole Miss. This is the way I'm going to be in the National Football League. But the point being is, well, it's really not going to go out and be all that sustainable, right? And we saw him already. He's been checked for a concussion on 5 different occasions, and he suffered a concussion earlier on in the regular season where he took a hit, fumbled the football against the Chicago Bears, right? But that's not really, you know, kind of the debate. I just don't understand when you go into a game, and I understand that there are limitations of what the Giants can go out there and do. I'm growing tired of watching Darius Slayton drop footballs. I'm growing tired of Theo Johnson, who is a big 6'6 target. I'm growing tired of Theo Johnson going out there having the ball go right through his hands as it resulted in an interception yesterday against the Minnesota Vikings. Like, those storylines are growing tiresome, right? Cumbersome. They're you know, frustrating to watch, tough to see. Tough to see the kind of same mundane drumbeat nature that has been Giant football for the last 3 years. It really is, where it's been a lot of losing. But yesterday was a learning experience when you're going up against Brian Flores, right? And a Brian Flores-led defense. Even without their best pass rusher in Grenard, even without one of their starting safeties, you knew what Minnesota was going to go out there and try and do. Disguise their coverage in the secondary. You knew that they were going to bring pressure. We understand Andrew Thomas suffered a hamstring injury during the course of the game. He's probably going to be shut down for the rest of the season. John Runyon was not available to play. Him and his wife had their first child. That was announced about an hour and a half before the game. Congratulations to the Runyons, right? But you knew that that Giant offensive line was going to be put to the test yesterday. You knew that Jackson Dart, he was going to go to school yesterday, right? Because, you know, Flores was going to go in, and he's had success as a defensive coordinator, seeing a rookie quarterback for the first time where he's been able to confuse. And what's the one thing you want to do with quarterbacks is make them hold the football just a drum beat or a beat a little bit too long, right? Make them think. Don't have the game. Make sure the game speeds up. It doesn't slow down. That's going to be to the detriment of the offense, and that's going to be to the positive nature when you're looking at opposing defenses. And that's exactly what Brian Flores did yesterday. But, I mean, to not attempt a pass for large stretches of that game, I mean, to the 144 mark of the second quarter, when the development of Jackson Dart is priority number one, and I get you want to go out there and try and run the football. And listen, Giants could have won that game yesterday if Abdul Carter was not offside, which negated the Javon Holland touchdown. Burns, obviously, with a tremendous play and a fumble by J.J. McCarthy, and he got knocked out of the game with that right hand injury. And then he saw Brosmer in the game, the former Minnesota Golden Gopher, who was terrible earlier on in the regular season against the Seattle Seahawks. You saw him in that game, and as Minnesota Viking team held on for dear life. But I just didn't understand necessarily the game plan when you're looking at Dart, who clearly did not want to scramble, did not scramble, did not run. They didn't have designed runs, wasn't going to go out there and take unnecessary hits. And you could say, well, there's limitations to what the Giants could do offensively. But why has he regressed, I mean, to an extent? You know, and maybe it's just a long season. Maybe he's beaten down. Maybe that's the instance. But why exactly, you know, where he talks the good game, he talks about the fact of how winning is important. And I understand that there are Giant fans around this tri-state area that are celebrating, that want the number one overall pick and then mortgage that number one overall pick if somebody falls in love with Mendoza, the quarterback out of Indiana. But, you know, that is not the same Jackson Dart I watched yesterday that I saw take on the Denver Broncos. That really isn't. That's not the same Jackson Dart that I saw before he got knocked out of the game against the Chicago Bears. That is not. They are not one and the same. My question is, the game plan that Kafka put together yesterday to limit the impact or limit what Jackson Dart was going to do in that passing game, maybe it was because of concerns along the offensive line. Maybe it was because of concerns about the weapons. I mean, I just didn't understand that aspect of it. And you've grown tired when you've watched this Giant team for the better part of the last 3 years about what is defined Giant football, and it really hasn't been much. Really hasn't been much. It's been a lot of losing. That is what has defined Giant football. There is no clear identity of exactly of what you are going to get from the New York Giants week in and week out, and that is going to be incumbent if Joe Shane sticks around, whoever the new head coach is. And you know, I've said it time and time again with doing the show with John on Saturday mornings right here on WFAN, Giants Talk Back Live, or whether it be on my Football Sunday show right here on WFAN. I think the Giants have got to bring somebody in that is going to basically, you know, hold everyone accountable. Like, the nonsense with the New York Giants has got to go out there and it's got to stop. There needs to be an identity to what this team is going to go out there and be. What they're going to be offensively, what they're going to be defensively. I'm not telling you that everyone's got to be, it's got to be the Patriot way and go out there and do your job. No, I mean, you could have the personalities, but the nonsense with Abdul Carter has got to stop. And you've seen it before with other guys this year. I don't need the defensive line coach coming out there and defending Dexter Lawrence after Lawrence gets criticized by Carl Banks on the Giant broadcast. I mean, come on. And it all goes away when you start winning games, but you got to bring in a head coach here that's going to hold these team accountable and define what Giant football is going to mean moving forward here, because it's time to start winning. It's time to start winning. It's tough to watch a Giant game where there's a half-empty MetLife Stadium taking on the Minnesota Vikings late December with Christmas around the corner. And that's tough to watch. where the parking lot is half full. That is tough to watch. It's tough to watch a game where Giant fans are going out there complaining how boring the game is because the game plan that you put together, because you have a fear of God of the quarterback going out there, either taking an unnecessary hit or making a critical mistake, and you're trying to win a game ugly. Tough to watch. Tough to watch Darius Slayton continue to drop footballs. Tough to watch. Tough to watch Abdul Carter go offside, which negated the Javon Holland touchdown. Tough to watch. Tough to watch Theo Johnson, who, I mean, big target, athletic kid out of Penn State. You know, world is his oyster, can go out there and completely play the position, but he's got stone hands. Tough to watch. And you've gotten that time and time again, because I ask anybody out there, well, it's getting Tom, Dick, and Harry, right? What exactly defines the Giants here in 2025? What has defined the Giants in 24? What defined the Giants in 23? What are you going to get? Because there was a time when you thought about the New York Giants where you knew exactly what you were going to get. It might not equate to a win at the end of the day, but you knew what you were going to get. You're going to get great offensive line play. You're going to get a defense that was going to get after the quarterback. They were going to play smart. They were going to go out there, take advantage. They're going to have a quarterback that could throw through the wind at Giants Stadium or now MetLife. You could run it when you needed to run it. And that's the most important thing. When you look at NFL teams, you could have a good ground game, but here's the deal. Can you run the football when the opposing team knows you need to run the football? That's the difference. What defines the Giants now? What exactly are they? What do they want to be? And that is going to be up to the new head coach that steps into that building about this is what we are going to be. This is an organization that's been to 5 Super Bowls, has won 4 of them. And once again, there is the air of change during the course of this offseason. We understand they're going to be looking for a new head coach. Who knows? Maybe they're looking for a new general manager as well. Maybe they do a clean sweep following this season. The general manager withstood the initial rash of change. We'll see if that transpires following this season. But this can't be about how it looks or the process. It's got to be about the results. Listen to DeMeco Ryans yesterday after the Texans knocked off the Vegas Raiders and won that game 23-21, right? And Houston has now won 9 straight games. What's the most important thing? It doesn't necessarily mean how it looks. It's a matter of finding ways to win games. And this is a Giant team and an organization that needs to learn how to win. Play good football week in and week out. Play smart football week in and week out. Define exactly what Giant football is going to be. And also have an understanding of what you need to do week in and week out. Nobody wants to hear about close losses. Nobody wants to hear about one-score games. Nobody wants to hear about where the roster is now as compared to 3-4 years ago. You know, the National Football League, you look at it year in and year out. You know, the New England Patriots, who had a 4-year absence from the NFL playoffs, right? Punched their ticket with that 11-point fourth-quarter comeback last night down in Baltimore against the Ravens. They were down at one point in time, 24-13, win the game 28-24. Wheels came off for Baltimore late with Snoop Huntley at quarterback after Lamar Jackson got knocked out of that game with a back injury late first half. But here's the point. The Patriots are the poster child. Now you might say, well, Mark, how are the Patriots the poster child? Because last year, the Patriots were in the abyss. What brought them out of that abyss? Vrabel, to go along with a dynamic second-year quarterback in Drake May. They didn't make all the splashy moves in free agency. They brought the right people in that knew that they were going to buy in. Yes, did they have a favorable schedule this year? For sure. You still got to go out there and win the games. And that victory last night by the Patriots was a statement win. Now you might say, why? Well, it was a statement win by the Patriots last night because the week previous, they blew a 17-point lead at home to Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, and they were down 11 in the fourth quarter last night. You want to know the last time the Patriots came back from that kind of deficit in the fourth quarter? Had to go all the way back to the Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons when they were down 28-3. As Christmas is around the corner, as we're about to ring in a new year in 2026, for the New York football fan, it has been once again a long football season. And I feel for you. It's tough to watch. It's tough to talk about. The Jets are doing themselves no favors. We'll get into a little gangrene as well. Don't worry about that. I'm not going to leave them untouched on this Monday. But as far as the Giants are concerned, didn't understand the game plan yesterday. And once again, you look at a game in which, regardless of who the DC is, regardless of who the HC is, regardless of who the assistant defensive line coach is, this team needs to learn how to make winning plays and find ways to win games. As Ryan said yesterday for the Houston Texans, doesn't matter how it looks, got to win. Got to win. And it's time for the Jets and the Giants to figure out a way. And the Giants are closer than the Jets. You know why? Because they have a quarterback. And this whole idea, and I understand he has not looked particularly good as of late since Daboll left the building. I get it. Didn't understand the game plan yesterday. The Giants have found their quarterback. Don't worry about that. Don't lean into the idiocracy out there that's being thrown out there about the Giants moving on from Jackson Dart, trading him, and bringing in Fernando Mendoza. I mean, that is not happening. You know, but this is what happens. When you do a lot of losing and you need something to talk about, sometimes people like to throw you-know-what up against the wall and like to see if it sticks. You know what I'm talking about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Mercy for the Giants. It's mercy for the Jets. Here's the one thing when you look at this Jet team, who have now lost 3 in a row after their stunning victory against Raheem Morris and the Atlanta Falcons. They lost to the Dolphins 34-10. Got boat raced by the Jacksonville Jaguars 48-20. And then Aaron Glenn goes out there and throws Wilkes to the Wolves and fires the defensive coordinator. And then yesterday against the New Orleans Saints team, that defensively they've been playing really, really well. You continue to roll Brady Cook out there, even though Tyrod Taylor's healthy. And you lose the game 29-6. I thought the whole idea with Taylor replacing Fields, was the fact that you wanted to learn about everyone else on the roster, and you wanted to put a quarterback in there that you could learn about everything else that's going on with your team so you can give the right rationalization or scout, self-scout your own team here moving forward. For the Jets, listen, they are in a world of hurt when it comes to this organization moving forward as well. Here's the one thing I'll give Glenn credit for, though, before we get to that, is that, you know, you haven't had the Rossini, Zach Rosenblatt, athletic stories coming out about all the nonsense about going out behind the scenes, whether it be the Bobs, whether it be Woody's sons, whether it be about Gabe Bowles, everything that was going on for the last year and a half, 2 years previous to this, when Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of this team and Robert Saleh basically had lost complete and utter control, and there's little to no respect for Mr. All Gas, No Brakes. But that is all stopped, right? So there haven't been those kind of leaks coming out of Florham Park, but in the end, you know, Muji and Glenn took over a team that was not without talent, not without ability, and they basically turned it into a rebuild. Why? Because you know what? That buys them a little bit more time. But the difference between the Jets and the Giants, even though yesterday was completely unwatchable, I mean, and Cook is not an NFL quarterback. I mean, nice story. I liked the scene on the sidelines yesterday where he's talking to his wide receivers. I mean, I think he played 60-plus games of college football. I mean, he played a lot. Saw a lot of games collegiately. But do I think Brady Cook's a starting quarterback in the NFL? No. Do I think he's necessarily a backup? Probably not. You know, he attempted, you know, he averaged 5.4 yards per attempt yesterday. And I get the lack of weaponry when you're looking at the New York Jets. And that Saints defense has played well. And Kellen Moore feels like he's found his quarterback in Tyler Shuck, the 26-year-old coming out of Louisville. But with all of that being said, for the Jets here and for Aaron Glenn, you could have the tough guy mentality that he wants to have, right? The Bill Parcells, kind of Sean Payton, my way or the highway, tough love, I'm going to coach you hard, don't take it personal, this comes along with the territory, I'm going to be a therapist, understand not everyone gets motivated by one and the same thing, everybody beats the, you know, everybody's personality a little bit different, what motivates you might not motivate the next guy. With all that being said, just like with the New York Giants, the results have got to follow. You know, doing enough shows over the years, you know, whether it be, you know, with, you know, David Deal, Willie Colon, Bart Scott, you know, NFL players, they want the answers. They want to know that you can, and not the answers to the test. We're not talking about the SATs. We're not talking about the final in world history. They want basically to have the understanding that if they do what you ask them to do, the results will follow. And here's the concern that he had with Glenn. And I'm not denying that he did everything he did to deserve this opportunity, whether it be taking the guidance of Bill Parcells, which he talked about at his introductory press conference, you know, 10, 11 months ago, where he first became an area scout, national scout, worked his way up, assistant, defensive assistant, then eventually become a defensive coordinator, then eventually a head coach. Not going to deny the fact that he has an understanding and a love for this organization, wanted the Jets job as well. But Aaron Glenn's got on to the understanding that you can go out and have this kind of back-and-forth nature with the media, and you can go out there and coach your players hard. You could do all that. The rails have come off. And you got to eventually, it's got to lead to some sort of result. See, if you aren't going to compare, and you look at the New Orleans Saints yesterday, Kellen Moore took over, and arguably, when you look at that New Orleans Saints team, they are clearly, at the start of the season, the Jets were a more talented team. Look at the way that the Saints, and I get they've got a 26-year-old quarterback in Shuck who played a lot of years of college football, right? I understand that. It was well thought of. People looked at his age and maybe a little bit scared away. Injury history collegially. But look at where New Orleans is trending. And comparatively speaking, look at where the New York Jets are. Saints have played well. You know, Saints went into Miami and almost knocked off the Miami Dolphins when the Dolphins were playing well. They went into Tampa and beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They went into Carolina. I mean, the Saints have played well. Went into Carolina, beat the Saints, beat the Panthers once, and then welcomed the Carolina Panthers down to New Orleans and beat them again. And that Saints team is trending in the right direction, because not saying that all of a sudden next year they're definitively going to be a playoff team, even though that division is dreadful, but you're starting to see the impact of the head coach. You've not seen that this year with Aaron Glenn. And no matter what he says, that is true. See, if you look around and you keep your eyes wide open, you can learn things, see things that are going on in the National Football League and, you know, and teams that are trending, that are looking to build upon something. That's exactly what the New Orleans Saints are doing. Jets were a more talented team than New Orleans coming into the year. I thought New Orleans was going to end up having the worst record in the National Football League was dead wrong. Didn't understand and didn't really recognize just how bad the roster was with the Vegas Raiders and didn't necessarily think the Giants were going to have the kind of season that they have had this season. And didn't think Aaron Glenn year one and Darren Muji year one would turn this into a rebuild. Were there concerns when they decided to lean into Justin Fields? There was no doubt. As I told you at the time, Fields stinks. He's a terrible quarterback. Good in college, five-star recruit coming out of high school. Transfer from Georgia to Ohio State, but as far as an NFL quarterback, thanks, but no thanks. Unbelievable athlete. Game doesn't slow down, holds on to the football way too long, doesn't understand how to get to his secondary and tertiary receivers. I mean, it just is what it is. And no amount of coaching, no amount of love, no amount of guidance is all of a sudden going to change it, because at some point in time, you, the player, has got to go out there and do it. And he can't. And yesterday was another long day in what has been an extremely long season for the New York Jets. And for the head coach, Just as you evaluate and scout your players, he's got to do a little self-evaluation, because he needs to improve year number two. As the reports come out yesterday, I didn't think Woody Johnson was all of a sudden going to fire Aaron Glenn after year one. Didn't necessarily think that's going to happen or was going to happen, so didn't necessarily need to see the reports that Glenn is safe going into year number two. But it is an indictment that he fires the defensive coordinator that he picked and brought in before the first year comes to an end. A defensive coordinator, by the way, that was on Shanahan's staff in San Francisco, and I understand he got fired after the Super Bowl, but still, Wilkes was on that staff out there in San Francisco for Kyle Shanahan. Glenn's got a lot of work to do, not only from a player personnel perspective, and if you think the Giants are in trouble, or you're concerned about where the Giants are, well, the Giants have a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel because they've got Dart. You know, take a look at that Jet quarterback room. Most important position in the National Football League. You've got Tyrod Taylor, who I like, is a backup, never can stay healthy. Field stinks, and Brady Cook is not an NFL player. Maybe a backup, maybe a scout player, but I mean, let's be honest. And that was a long day down in New Orleans yesterday, I'll tell you that. Rivervale, New Jersey. First up on this Monday, it's Eric. What's going on, Eric?
Moose, how are you, brother?
I'm doing well, Eric. How are you?
I'm great, man. It's great to chat with you. Merry Christmas to you, the fam. Hopefully the boys are doing well, not driving you too crazy. I imagine you've got a much longer Christmas list than I do. But
No, the boys are nuts. I mean, they're crazy. Every day's a battle. The other day I was having a catch with my youngest son, Gregory, like a little football catch, in the house. And, Don and Jackson and Paul were up in Massachusetts playing hockey. Was not looking, and he basically, this is not a, regulation size NFL football. It's like a, smaller football, right? And it's not a Nerf ball either, right? Was not looking, decided to whip the ball, hit me right in the groin, drop me to my knees. That's fatherhood right there.
I know it well, because, I had a similar experience, but it ended up off his 55-inch television in the basement, in the playroom, and...
Yeah.
There you go.
Doesn't end.
It's the season.
It comes along with the territory. You want this comes along. Now I'll miss it. I'll miss these days because, when they're 18, 19, 20, 21, out of college, going out there doing their thing, making their impact on wherever they decide they might live. Maybe they stay close to home. Maybe I'll miss these days. I really will. So I speak of them in glowing fashion. I love them.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about that. So, yeah, to talk, the Jets and the Giants and New York football. I was having this conversation, in fact, yesterday. What I can't quite understand, right, like in a league that is, like, parity is paramount to all, right? Literally every team in the NFL is looking to go in a more positive direction, including the Saints, which you saw yesterday, outside of basically three teams, right? The Raiders and then the two New York football teams. For whatever reason, they cannot get out of their own way. Giants and Jets, different problems, but problems nonetheless, and they can't win football games. I mean, I tend to agree with you that the Giants are probably in a better spot than the Jets just because they have the quarterback, but they also don't have a coach or a GM. So
Well, he's still under GM Shane. He still has a job. He's still there. They've got to find their head coach. Here's the problem the Giants have is that they want to find an experienced head coach that I would imagine, and I don't know this, I haven't talked to anybody in the building about, but I would imagine they'd want somebody that's going to be more of a disciplinarian after, you know, going through the last handful of years with Brian Daboll as the head coach, right? So I'd imagine they were going to bring in that guy. And you see it time and time again in the National Football League. Who is that guy? That's not Mike McCarthy.
No.
That is not Mike McCarthy. And then do you gamble on another coordinator who is inexperienced in the National Football League? Like, who are you going to go to? I mean, like, which guy? Because you've gambled on, you know, you've gambled on whether it be Pat Shurmur, Joe Judge, Brian Daboll, go back to McAdoo. McAdoo was actually in the building. None of it worked out.
Right. And I think maybe it's Flores. I mean, obviously, I know most Giants fans are looking for Tomlin, but he ain't going anywhere, particularly after the way they looked yesterday. So, I don't know. I mean, I think the irony of it is that the Jets and the Giants right now need each other. They really do. I mean, these games are going to matter only because of the draft spot. And if the Jets, you know, clearly aren't going to beat the Patriots. And then, if the Giants can figure out a way to lose. I mean, their game plan yesterday, I can't figure that out. To me, it's like, then just sit dart. Play Russell Wilson. Like, if you're going to game plan around, your run game, then you're taking the ball out of dart's hands anyway. So just sit him and make sure he doesn't get hurt. But to me, like, if the Giants get that one pick, that's a game changer for both organizations, right? Because then at least the Jets can try to trade up and get Mendoza, and then the Giants obviously can get a handful of draft picks.
Yeah, I mean, and the idea that would not happen, I think, is false. But the Jets have got to also fall in love with the quarterback and love Mendoza going through the draft process. And we'll see how it plays out for Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers during the quarterfinals of the college football playoffs after, outside of Oklahoma and Alabama, the other three games were absolute bores. I mean, Miami and Texas A&M was interesting only because of the wind factor, but it was fun seeing Michael Irvin on the sideline celebrating for the Hurricanes, but not a particularly great game. But the other two were just dreadful. Freehold we go. It's Rob. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I was at the game yesterday. I'm a longtime Giant fan, 50 years. That was probably the worst crowd I've ever been a part of. I think they gave up a couple of third downs themselves in the first quarter. But it's just, it shocks me, the decision-making that goes on this team and the coaching. It's mind-boggling with the money these guys make. I mean, you got Minnesota opens up with a field goal. The Giants put together a great drive on the first drive. Come away with 0 points, go for it on fourth down.
Yeah,
I looked at my kid, I said, that field goal, I said, that missed field goal is going to come back and haunt us for sure in this game. And then you're watching a real coach on the other side. You know, we got that delay of game. Dort's got a delay of game problem. I mean, Eli Manning was one of the best at it. He's got to teach him how to watch that play clock. But the coach has got to step in and call a timeout there. And the same thing happened to the Vikings, and the coach went in with 2 seconds, 1 second on the play clock, called the timeout at the end of the half there, and they wind up scoring a touchdown. It really, really does come down to coaching. Right to the other point of the Jets and the Giants, I mean, I think we take Mendoza, I think we trade him for a boatload of picks this year to whoever comes with the biggest, the biggest haul we could possibly take. But do you trust Joe Shane to put the draft picks together? I really don't think he's put a really good team together. They put faith in Slayton. I mean, the guy's never had 1,000 yards in his whole career. I know he took less money to play, but, his agent was smart. He wasn't getting money anywhere else to play in the NFL. Drops passes every game.
And it grows tiring. You know, you can't watch it. It's hard to sit there and watch Darius Slayton, who had hands issues out of Auburn, and wasn't a problem earlier on in his career, but he was... There's no doubt. I mean, he's got the size and speed quotient, but I mean, the drops are just too much. I mean, you even have Quentin Johnson with the Los Angeles Chargers now, who was a first round pick coming out of TCU, right? But if you look about this, and the criticism of him coming out of TCU was not his God given athletic ability, it was that he was a body catcher, right? That is not what NFL scouts want to be. They want to see guys that are using their hands, not using their bodies to catch the football, not having the ball land, whether it be chest, stomach, whatever it might be, that you're using your hands to catch the football, right? But Quentin Johnson, he even had, drops early on in his career, right? Wide open touchdowns, down the field, beating the coverage clean, 20, 30 yards wide open, dropping the football, right? I saw him yesterday make a one-handed touchdown catch against Dallas. I mean, it's all like, and then you watch Darius Slayton time and time and time again, you know, for the most part, that he continues to just drop footballs. And Theo Johnson, I mean, how many times do I have to watch Theo Johnson after the ball goes right through his hands, he's watching the replay on Jumbotron? I mean, I don't need to see it anymore. I really don't. Listen, Dart went to school yesterday against Brian Flores. That's going to be game film that he can go out there and analyze and understand and detect, and he'll learn a little something. Was I a little bit miffed about the game plan where you marginalized the most important position on your team and quarterback, where you just wanted him to hand the football off? Yeah, it was a little odd. 1040, Melusis with you. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Lawrence, Oklahoma City, is up next to the fan. What's going on, Lawrence?
Hey, man. I was watching that game, and I can't believe that was the product from Jackson Dart halfway through the game. And it really led me thinking into, it could be a tank situation going on with the Giants, but that's probably not the case. And it also, just after the game, I'm thinking, what is Joe Shane even still doing here? How come he hasn't been fired? Because if he's not going to make those decisions, the people who are going to have to be in place. There's going to be a team of advisors that'll come hire a new GM. Could that be happening behind closed doors and we don't know about it?
Well, I think every team has got a list of people from a player personnel perspective that they would want to talk to, just as any general manager would have a list of head coaches, given the circumstances that they are on. You hear about it in every single major sport. Where would they go? Who's available? Someone gets hired, you cross them off the list. Do I think the Giants are doing their work? I think it's still in evaluation mode. I mean, you hear what Ian O'Connor has to say on social media in terms of a determination has not been made as of yet. I think in terms of the general manager, Joe Shane, I think that's fair. We'll see how it all plays out toward the tail end, and then it's going to fall on ownership. When you look at the Tishes and the Maras to make the decision, do you want to do a clean sweep and start anew, or are you going to allow Joe Shane? Because there's a lot that goes into it with a general manager. I'm not going to bore everybody, but in terms of changing the way that you scout players, evaluate players, everything and the like. Now, you might say, well, it's been too much losing, right? You can't take it. Where's this roster now? And I get that. I understand that. And I get the Giant fan that's frustrated, that spends money on season tickets, that is trying to sell it toward the tail end of the year, doesn't want to watch the games at the end of the year, doesn't show up at the end of the year, doesn't, isn't a proud franchise. And you've grown frustrated with all the losing that you've seen, and you want another pelt on the wall. To go along with Shane Bowen. And that was a mistake by the head coach. Let's be honest. That was a mistake. It ended up costing him. Because, there's coaching matters in the National Football League. It really does. You saw it yesterday with Flores. You saw it with Wink Martindale when he was the defensive coordinator. Coaching matters. And you see it across the National Football League. Sean Payton with the job that he's done. Kyle Shanahan with all the injuries that he's done. How about Harbaugh? I mean, is anybody out there in Los Angeles complaining about Harbaugh? Do you think that offensive line, which is now basically meshed together, he's lost both their tackles. They paid Rashawn Slater. He ends up, rupturing his tricep before the start of the season. And then they lost Joe Alt, one of the premier left tackles in the entire game. That team was built to go out there and run, throw off the run. And now you have Justin Herbert going out there playing hero ball. They also lost Amarian Hampton, the rookie out of North Carolina, for the better part of like 6-7 weeks during the course of the regular season. Still, they win. Coaching matters. It does. And it's impactful. And sometimes you got to swallow a little bit of pride to understand that it's going to be for the betterment of the entire team. And Daboll, in the end, was his own worst enemy. He really was. But the Giants were not going to move forward. But, I said it before the start, before you entered the draft process last year, the one thing that you didn't want to have happen was draft a quarterback. And I understand Dart was Daboll's guy, but draft a quarterback and then have a coaching change going into year two. Now, it's worked for Ben Johnson out in Chicago, right? Eberflus was the head coach when they drafted Caleb Williams. Now Ben Johnson steps in, and as critical as people wanted to be at the start of the season, when you're looking at Caleb Williams, the former star at USC, look at what he does at the end of games, and it's magical. Frank in White Plains is up next in the Fan. What's going on, Frank? Frank. And Frank is not there. Beautiful Saratoga, New York. It's Dan. It's the Fan. What's going on, Dan?
Good morning, Moose.
Good morning, Dan.
As a 70-year-old Jets fan.
Yeah. Can I just, Dan, before you get to the Jets rant, we got plenty of time here, but I want to ask you, how is Saratoga during the holidays?
Well, Saratoga's beautiful during the holidays, but it's like anything, any place else. A lot depends on how much you can take weather, if you know what I mean.
How cold is it up there today?
Well, today's not bad. It's about 32, but we've already had some 0-degree nights.
Oh, nice.
So believe me, if you can put up with the weather, downtown Saratoga's beautiful. Lake George going for a ride is really nice.
Yeah, no
doubt.
But
at the same time.
Gregory's going to be up in Lake Placid early January for a hockey tournament. So that's always a fun trip. Lake Placid, I know that's well north of Saratoga, but that's always a great town too.
Tell him to get some Under Armour cold gear, and Daddy better buy him a real good winter coat.
Yeah, no doubt. He's got the winter coat, but it's beautiful. I've been up there before with Jackson and Paul for hockey tournaments. It's great. You can go out there and skate on the Olympic Oval. It's a great town. It's an ode to, the 80 Winter Olympics. It's unbelievable. If you've never been to Lake Placid at some point in time, and I can't ski. The last time I went skiing, I suffered a concussion. I was taken down on the mountain by the medics on one of those toboggans. And basically 2 days later, as I was at Mount Sinai having an MRI to see exactly if I had a brain bleed. But I A-okay. So I don't ski. I'm not going out there to ski. I just watch the kids play hockey. But Lake Placid's an amazing town. It really is. Fun town.
So Saratoga, downtown Saratoga, in the winter is beautiful too.
Good stuff.
But now, getting back to my rant.
Yeah.
We've had horrible quarterback play for I don't know how long. What is so hard about sending the quarterback out there and Glenn telling the offensive coordinator, we're going nowhere, We're probably not going to win. Tell this kid to unload. Throw 10 bombs. Put it up for grabs, and let's see if our receivers can fight while they're being covered for the ball. And this might at least take 12 guys out of the box, and Breece Hall might be able to run. But this run on first, run on second, third and eight, throw for 4 yards.
Yeah, eyes are bleeding. Yeah, it's tough to watch.
It's been too long.
Yeah, Dan, I don't disagree with you. You know, I don't. I mean, I don't think, you know, they don't have the quarterback. Brady Cook's not an NFL quarterback. You know, Tyrod Taylor is. He's a backup. But the problem with Tyrod Taylor is that he's always gets hurt. He has a penchant for getting hurt. Has historically throughout the course of his career. Would that necessarily mean that if he was the starter and stayed healthy the entire season, the record would be discernibly different? No. There's a myriad of issues when you're looking at this Jet team. And, you know, Glenn going out there and throwing Wilkes to the Wolves last week, I guess. I mean, he's got to do a little bit of work in terms of what he wants to be as far as a head coach. And the Jets, whether it be a bridge quarterback or a quarterback in the NFL draft, the Jets have got to find some sort of a solution at that position next year, because what they rolled out with this year is not sustainable.
But this Brady Cook deal, all right, an undrafted free agent. This reminds me of when Rex started Greg McElroy and we lost the game 6-3. There's been too many games like this. Play Don Coryell football. Let's see what the kid has got.
Yeah, I'd love to have Dan Fouts and Kellen
Winslow. Remember those days?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't live through them, but yes, I do remember those days because I read the history.
Well, he threw 40-yard passes on first down.
Yeah, and Don Coryell brought in Joe Gibbs. And obviously, Gibbs was part of that coaching tree, and obviously a Hall of Famer with the Washington franchise. So, I don't think the Jets, number one, had the comfortability, and number two, I don't think you need the quarterback to be able to have the acumen and the physical ability to go out there and air it out like that. So, yesterday was just non-competitive, I mean, from the Jets. But that's really what you've gotten from the last three games, whether it be losing by 24 to the Dolphins, giving up 48 against the Jacksonville Jaguars, or then seeing that game transpired, because you watch that game, and even though for large stretches of the game, you know, it was considerably close, if you actually watched it, it wasn't. 1056, Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.